Attendees of Topaz Museum's grand opening were given a tour of the original internment campsite on their way to the museum.
The farms of wheat, alfalfa, and cornfields would have looked very similar to what we see today. New arrivals riding the buses to Topaz were known to comment that maybe this wouldn't be so terribly bad, but just wait to see how drastically the vegetation changes.
The air is hot and dusty. Cracked desert soil and fields of brush stretch to the horizon in every direction.
Many of the Japanese Americans from California ended up in Utah, specifically the area around Delta.
That was Don Tamaki, a lawyer from San Francisco and an expert on Japanese internment.
And ultimately, about 11,000 people were confined there during World War II. Merely because they happened to look like the enemy.
We knew that some among them were potentially dangerous. Most were loyal. But no one knew what would happen among this concentrated population if Japanese forces should try to invade our shores.
The camp came about following the attack on Pearl Harbor. In 1942, President Franklin Roosevelt issued Executive Order 9066, resulting in over 100,000 Japanese men, women, and children being relocated to American concentration camps. Almost a century later, Jane Beckwith, director of the Topaz Museum Board, was compelled to create a place where people could learn about Topaz.
This museum is talking about a time in history that's underserved. Not very many people know about this history. And yet at the same time, it's based on hate and fear and anger and reprisals. Things that we can do too easily without even thinking.
At the museum, Irene Lynette admires the artifacts left over from Topaz's barracks, cots, stoves, and other weathered house items. Her parents, first-generation Japanese-Americans known as Issei, were sent to the Topaz camps in the 40s.
Actually, my parents never talked about it. I was really surprised that people asked me, were your parents? And I said, yes, they were. And I couldn't get any other information because I couldn't find it. But now it's finally coming out, and I'm glad.
I ask Irene what she hopes the museum will accomplish.
For the next generation, they have to know about this, and they're starting to know about it. When I was in school, it wasn't mentioned in history books. I don't understand that. And that's part of America.